Hi, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
And last time we were talking all about picnics. And yeah, Elsie and I are going to go to picnics next weekend. Is it correct?
Yep.
Okay, I'm so excited for that. So what do you usually or what do you like to bring to a picnic?
I usually bring some snacks to a picnic, 带一些点心。But when I'm really hungry, 我很饿的时候 I bring pizza to a picnic. 我带 pizza 去。What about you?
Well, I like to bring a lot of finger foods. That means these are foods that you can just, you know, pick up with your hands and snack on as well. So I like to bring things like cheese.
Ooh,
yeah,
cheese.
Cheese is really good for picnics, I think. And also maybe like small sandwiches or salads. And a lot of chips, of course, a lot of snacks.
Yeah, do you also bring some crackers for the cheese?
Yeah, of course.
You put cheese on the crackers and
yes, it's so yummy, right?
So in today's article, we're going to take a look at how we can make our own snacks for a picnic, right?
Ooh, that sounds really fun.
But do you make snacks for your picnic?
If it's easy snacks like a sandwich, I think it should be okay. But usually I cheat and I go to the store and buy it. But it's okay. We can learn from the article how we can prepare some snacks then.
Okay, so let's start our article now.
Yeah.
Let's have a picnic.
We need to make snacks for our picnic.
Let's look for food in the refrigerator.
I can see half an onion and some tuna. Let's make onion tuna salad.
Good idea. First, we need to cut up the onion and put it in cold water.
Then I'll dry it and stir it together with the tuna.
I'll make some sandwiches at the same time.
I saw some cheese and ham in the refrigerator.
They're great ingredients for sandwiches. I'll butter some bread.
Can we have some lettuce and mustard in them too?
Yes, we can. Okay, I'm done.
Last,Cut the sandwiches up.
Okay, now we have food for our picnic.
Word power!
Snack. Snack. Benny went to the 7-Eleven to get a snack after school.Benny went to the 7-Eleven to get a snack after school. Refrigerator. Refrigerator. My refrigerator is full. I need to eat some of this food. My refrigerator is full. I need to eat some of this food. Salad.Salad. For this salad, we need lots of tomatoes and other vegetables. For this salad, we need lots of tomatoes and other vegetables. Sandwich. Sandwich. My favorite sandwich.Is a simple ham and cheese sandwich. My favorite sandwich is a simple ham and cheese sandwich.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're looking at a conversation between two people, Chuck and Flora. Chuck first says, we need to make snacks for our picnic. So it looks like they're going out for a picnic. They listen to some of the advice that we got from day one. Maybe they're going to Huasan. Maybe they're going to the Pier. Yeah, or Pier 2 in Kaohsiung. We don't know.
所以今天的对话呢来到了 Chuck 跟 Flora 之间他们呢要去野餐那 Chuck 首先就说啦我们需要为我们的野餐做点心 We need to make snacks
Snack is our word power word It's spelled S-N-A-C-K Snack It's a noun and it means a small amount of food you eat in between meals big meals like breakfast, lunch or dinner so sometimes we might have snacks if you know it's already past lunchtime but it's not dinner time yet you're a little bit hungry you might grab a snack to eat you might eat on something really small to kind of fill your stomach so you don't go too hungry
So these things are called snacks. For example, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Benny went to the 7-Eleven to get a snack after school. Benny went to the 7-Eleven to get a snack after school.
Snack 是点心的意思。那念到这个字，同学们一定要特别注意，它是短母音 a 的声音 snack。如果你不幸念成了 snake,、oh. 那就是蛇。
Oh.
Okay, 所以 pay attention to it.、
Mm-hmm.
那我们的例句说呢 ,Benny 放学之后啊去 7-Eleven 买了点心。
We don't want to eat snakes, but we do want to eat snacks.
Right.
All right, so next, Flora says, let's look for food in the refrigerator. Okay.
Flora 接下来说啊，那我们到冰箱里面去找找食物吧。
Okay. What is a refrigerator? It's a very long word to spell, but it's really easy. It's spelled R-E-F-R-I-G-E-R-A-T-O-R. Refrigerator. Okay. Now, a refrigerator is a noun and it's a thing that you keep in your house or things that we have inside of our house to keep food or drinks cold or chilled. Now, there is a difference. If you want to freeze your food, turn it into ice or turn it into something solid, then you put it in a freezer. So sometimes a refrigerator will have the normal section where you can keep your food chilled or cool. But then on top, on the top or bottom, you might have a freezer where you store things like frozen food or ice cream so those things don't melt.Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, My refrigerator is full. I need to eat some of this food. My refrigerator is full. I need to eat some of this food.
Refrigerator 就是冰箱啦。那特别指的是冷藏的部分哦。例句说呢，我的冰箱满了，我需要吃掉一些冰箱里面的食物。那如果今天呢，你要把东西冰到冷冻库里面，冷冻库的英文呢是 freezer, freezer.
Okay, next, Chuck says, I can see half an onion and some tuna. Let's make onion tuna salad. Okay, so they're going to use things inside of their fridge that they need to, you know, hurry up and eat. So sometimes you can call those leftover foods. So they're going to make an onion tuna salad. Now, he has half of an onion. Now, half of something or half of and something just means something that is split into two equal parts or two equal amounts.
这边呢 Chuck 就是说啊，我看到有一半的洋葱还有一些尾鱼，我们来做洋葱尾鱼沙拉吧。那他讲到的一个字啊是 half, 是一半的意思。Half of something 是某物的一半。So they are going to make onion tuna salad.
Sounds pretty yummy. Let's take a look at salad, the word salad. It's spelled S-A-L-A-D, salad. A salad is a noun, and it's a mix of raw or not cooked green vegetables. So you can throw things like lettuce or spinach inside. And of course, you can add other maybe fruits or other vegetables like tomatoes, corn, onions inside. And you mix it together, and it's supposed to be eatennot cooked. For example, we can say for this salad, we need lots of tomatoes and other vegetables. For this salad, we need lots of tomatoes and other vegetables.
Salad 就是沙拉啦。那我们的例句说啊，制作这道沙拉我们需要很多的番茄以及其他的蔬菜。Tiffany, which kind of salad do you like the best?
I like all kinds of salads, actually.
All kinds of salads?
Yeah, because I'm a person that likes to eat vegetables.
Ooh.
And if I'm not too hungry, I think a salad can be very, very filling. So, I like salads with, you know, a lot of green vegetables, mushrooms, some cheese. I think that's the best. What about you?
I think I like meat more.
Oh.
So I usually put chicken or beef into my salad.
But
if I...really need to choose, I think I like fruit salad the best.
Fruit salad is really good too.
水果沙拉?
Yeah, and it's also healthy as well.
Yeah.
All right. So yes, you can make salad it's a very easy dish to make. All you need is dressing on top of the greens and it can be very delicious. All right. So let's continue reading. Flora says, good idea. First, we need to cut up the onion and put it in cold water or else the onion is very strong and when you eat it, it's kind of like, whoa.
所以这边的 Flora 说好点子，首先我们需要切好洋葱，然后把它放到冷水里。 Why do we have to put the onion into cold water?
I think it makes it less strong, because sometimes when you eat onions, right, it's very, very strong. I think it kind of gets rid of that.
所以味道可以不要这么强烈一点。I see.
And you don't have bad breath afterwards. All right, so next Chuck says, then I'll dry it and stir it together with the tuna. All right, so when you stir something, it means you mix it together, and you usually move it in a circular motion. So, for example, we can stir sugar into the tea, or stir the salt into the soup, things like that.
所以 stir 是一个动作，那它当然是一个动词，就是搅拌。那 Chuck 就说了，然后啊，我要把它弄干，就是把这个洋葱弄干，再把它跟鲔鱼呢搅拌在一起。
Next, Flora says, I'll make some sandwiches at the same time.
Flora 就说了，那我同时来做一些三明治吧。That's teamwork.
That's right. It's perfect teamwork. Now let's take a look at what sandwich means. Sandwich is spelled S-A-N-D-W-I-C-H. Okay, sandwich. It's a noun and it's something that you eat. Now you have two pieces of bread and in between you can add things like lettuce, meat, or other vegetables too. Now, sandwiches can be a salty dish, a savory dish, or it can be like a sweet one as well. So sometimes you have peanut butter and jelly. That's a sweet dish. Or we can also have things like, you know, ice cream sandwiches. That's also a really nice... I know, I love it. So good. So sandwiches can be something salty. It can be something sweet. And it's basically you put things in between...like bread or something like that. Now let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, my favorite sandwich is a simple ham and cheese sandwich. My favorite sandwich is a simple ham and cheese sandwich.
Sandwich, 三明治。那例句说啊，我最爱的三明治呢是简单的火腿起司三明治。So, next...Chuck says something.
He says this too. He says, Chuck says, I saw some cheese and ham in the refrigerator. So perfect. Because I like ham and cheese sandwich too. I think it's something simple and it's really delicious. So he also said that, I think I saw this too.
他说啊，我在冰箱里面看到一些起司和火腿。同学们注意哦， cheese and ham 这两个字呢都是不可数名词。
Flora says, they're great ingredients for sandwiches. I'll butter some bread. Okay, so she mentions the word ingredient. Okay, ingredient are the thing or could be a thing you use to make food. So, for example, if you're going to cook fried rice, the ingredients you need, so the things you need are rice, ham, onions, or whatever you like in your fried rice. So those things are called ingredients. So they have ingredients such as cheese and ham in the refrigerator, so they can make sandwiches out of that.
Ingredient 是材料。那 Flora 这边说啊， cheese 和火腿 ham 是做三明治的好食材。那他接着说，我来将一些面包抹上奶油吧。
When you butter something, it just means to spread butter onto something else. So you can butter some toast or you can butter the bagel. So it just means to spread butter onto something.
所以 butter 这个字可以当名词，也可以当动词来用。那一般我们当名词的时候，它指的就是奶油。当动词的时候呢，代表的是将某物涂上奶油。
Chuck then says, can we have some lettuce and mustard in them too? All right, so of course you could change the sandwiches around to make it something that you like better.
所以 Chuck 接下来说啊，我们可以在三明治里面放些生菜和芥末酱吗？ Lettuce, 生菜，还有这个 mustard, 芥末酱，这两个也是不可数名词哦。那这边的 mustard 呢，它指的是深黄色的芥末酱，跟绿色的 wasabi 是不一样的哦。
They're both a little bit spicy and kind of taste, you know, they have that spicy thing to it, but it's two different things. Usually mustard, we use it for like hot dogs, right?
Ketchup and mustard. Or sandwiches.
Or sandwiches, that's right. So what other things can we add into a sandwich? There's lots of things that you can add. For example, you can add eggs,bacon, roast chicken, or avocado. Yeah.
Oh, I love any kinds of sandwiches that don't have avocado in them. I hate 洛梨.
Really?
I don't like it.
Oh, no. Okay.
You like it, right?
I do.
A lot of people like it.
Yeah.
Not me.
There's something special about it. I can't explain it.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay. I think I need to make some yummy avocado for you to try.
No, thanks.
No, thanks. Okay, okay. I won't force you. I'll make something else for you. Salsa.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
Salsa. Okay. Next, Flora says, yes, we can. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, 接下来 Flora 就说好啦，我们可以。Okay, 我好了。她就把三明治做好了。
Mm-hmm. And then Chuck says, last, cut the sandwiches up. So remember, when you have a picnic, you want to make things easy for people to share as well.
所以最后我们来切这些三明治吧。
Mm-hmm. Flora says, okay, now we have food for a picnic.
现在我们有野餐的食物了，而且还是自己做的哦。And they're ready to have a picnic together.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I'm really inspired as well as to...
So are you going to make some food for us?
I will. I'll make you salsa because I know you don't like avocados.
I don't like avocados.
I'll bring some salsa and chips for you.
Thank you.
All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll go to our magic box first, and then we'll be right back with our review time.
找亮点。
Hola everyone, this is Emily. 大家，今天我们要来学学 butter 这个字。你说有什么好学的啊？不就奶油吗？ Butter, now, the thing that you spread on bread or use in cooking. 才不是这么简单好吗？我们今天呢要学的是它动词用法。其实呢，不瞒大家说，它也跟名词的意思息息相关啦，就是涂奶油在什么东西上面的意思。那后面呢，当然就是直接加上你要涂奶油在上面的东西。比如说呢 ，I'll butter the bread， 让我来给面包涂奶油。I'll butter the bread。那我们还可能涂什么嘞？还有这个 ，My mom put two slices of toast on her plate and began buttering them.My mom put slices of toast on her plate and began buttering them. 我妈呢，她放了两片吐司在她的盘子上，然后开始涂奶油。但是呢，今天要教给大家的厉害用法其实是这个片语 to butter someone up. To butter someone up. 你要不要猜猜看是什么意思？对，这里的 butter 呢也是动词，但是呢，它并没有涂奶油的意思哦。好，我们。可以换个角度来想想，想想奶油这个东西本身，它很油嘛，而且又香香的，吃起来呢，让人心情很好。那讲到这里，这么明显，你还没有猜到吗 ？To butter someone up 就是巴结、讨好某一个人的意思，或者是对某一个人讲一些谄媚的话，来达到自己想要的目的。每次呢，我称赞我妈做菜好吃的时候呢，我妈就会对我说 ：“Don't even try to butter me up.”Don't even try to butter me up. 想要巴结我，别想了啦。这个人真的是 OK. 那还有一句话呢，我老妈也常常对我说，那就是 You look as if butter wouldn't melt in your mouth. You look as if butter wouldn't melt in your mouth. 哈，我看起来像是奶油不会在嘴里融化。其实这个谚语 butter wouldn't melt in somebody's mouth.就是在形容一个人在装老实、装无辜的样子。那乍看之下呢，没有能力做坏事，柔弱的好像奶油放在你的嘴巴里，你有没有能力能够融化它？但是呢，事实很可能完全不是这么一回事。比如说 ，My classmate Vicky may look as if butter wouldn't melt in her mouth, but I wouldn't trust her. My classmate Vicky may look as if butter wouldn't melt in her mouth.But I wouldn't trust her. 我同学 Vicky 看起来好像很无害的样子，但是我不信任她。讲这么多呢，今天的 butter 的词你懂了多少？我要来考考你啦，请依情境填入适当的字到以下的空格里面哦。Serena is always blank her boss and hoping for a raise. 小提示，这边的 raise 是加薪的意思哦。试试看吧，等等公布答案。The answer is, Serena is always buttering up her boss and hoping for a raise. Serena 总是在巴结老板，然后盼望得到加薪。你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so today for our review time, we are going to fill in the blanks. Now, you guys have to guess what word we are going to put inside of the blank. Okay, so let's take a look at the first one. If you buy meat, you must keep it in the blank so it doesn't go bad.
哦，买肉的话要把它放在哪里才不会坏掉呢？就是要放在冰箱里呀。冰箱就是 refrigerator。
That's right, refrigerator.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Okay.
I'm a little bit hungry, but it's not time for lunch yet. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll have some blank.
Oh, okay. So something that you can eat in between meals.
Yes.
So I would say that is snacks.
Snacks.
It's a snack.
点心。
It's a snack.
Right.
Okay.This one is, okay, my favorite blank is, okay, hold on, I know one.
Okay.
I like to eat ice cream blank, and especially the chocolate one.
你喜欢吃冰淇淋的什么，然后要 chocolate, 巧克力。
Remember, this thing can be eaten salty, or it can be...It could be a sweet dish as well, or a sweet thing.
So we have two words left, right? Salad and sandwich. 你不会吃巧克力沙拉吧？所以是 chocolate sandwich.
That's right. Ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream,、chocolate flavor.
、mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so the last one?
The last one is my favorite kind of food is... Fruit blank.
Ah, okay. I know this one. It is because our last word. So I know you like to eat fruit salad.
Right.
So the last one is salad. Yeah. So remember, salad is something that is, can be eaten raw. It's usually eaten raw. Of course, you can cook some of the food as well. Like, obviously, meat has to be cooked. Mushrooms need to be cooked. So you can add different things to make the salad delicious. All right. So that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Let's have a picnic.
We need to make snacks for our picnic.
Let's look for food in the refrigerator.
I can see half an onion and some tuna. Let's make onion tuna salad.
Good idea. First, we need to cut up the onion and put it in cold water.
Then I'll dry it and stir it together with the tuna.
I'll make some sandwiches at the same time.
I saw some cheese and ham in the refrigerator.
They're great ingredients for sandwiches. I'll butter some bread.
Can we have some lettuce and mustard in them too?
Yes, we can.Okay, I'm done.
Last, cut the sandwiches up.
Okay, now we have food for our picnic.
Snack, snack. Benny went to the 7-Eleven to get a snack after school. Benny went to the 7-Eleven to get a snack after school.Refrigerator, refrigerator. My refrigerator is full. I need to eat some of this food. My refrigerator is full. I need to eat some of this food. Salad, salad. For this salad,We need lots of tomatoes and other vegetables. For this salad, we need lots of tomatoes and other vegetables. Sandwich, sandwich. My favorite sandwich is a simple ham and cheese sandwich. My favorite sandwich is a simple ham and cheese sandwich.